and the White Yogi, a verse novel by Chris Mooney Singh, Chapter 27. In this episode, Madam has to deal with various admin matters with the school. Alone in the office, Nag Champa burning, Margot held the dented cash box and deficit budget report, still hopeful the bicycle fundraising jaunt to parents' farms would bear its fruit. The warmth of country folks, despite her poor Hindi, was now a camera snap language lesson taken at each farm and reviewed later, shot by shot. Click. An outdoor string bed sagging. Charapoy. Click. Dung and dirt for hand-smooth floors. Gober. Click. Buffalo. Hands with a bony backside. Click. Ground-up grass. Pate. In the trough. Click. Buttermilk spiked with salt. Ah, numkeen lassi. Click. Hot chai and pakoras. Small tea glasses. Quick fried hospitality. Click. Vidya. Vidyati. Knowledge and its grubby student. Recall the side-to-side nodding to the fees, which means,
aye, madam, welcome, welcome, stay for lunch, breakfast or dinner, but do not think we will pay.
Yes, nothing had so far come, only a stack of good intentions, chits eaten by the empty cash box. What came instead were complaints. Illegal sand mining was rife. They took her to the boat pipes. Click. Sucking out sand aquifer. Click. Earth movers gouging river channel. Click. Rotting fish and farmland saline. Click.
Take more photo, Madam G. Tell newspaper.
Sand syndicates with mafias were cracking heads. Fishermen, farmers with ironwood lathes. Murder was sure for whistleblowers. And why the village head was turning a blind eye to sand pyramids, diesel-spewing trucks, crunching gears noon to night.
Madam, madam, you must do something. They are killing Mata Ganga. When she floods without embankments, we could be washed away.
She was disturbed, but had no answers, but would find a journalist. She sent her photos from Garamukteshwara. An article in the Hindustan Times was one-day exposure, soon to be licked and lost by the finger of page-turning time. But now new eyes began to observe her. Perhaps Kumara was one in a web of watchful, spidery eyes. She'd displaced him as the principal. It rankled the new head teacher, a meaningless second-best post made by NGO tact. Madam heard his arrival on an antique Enfield, still in 1920s production, roaring in, khaki-coated with woolen beanie. The Brahmin scholar turned peasant farmer nodded in deference to her, then sat with his bendable marshland cane, known as the Scorpion. Keep tradition, show respect, bow to knowledge, maintain silence. He was her elder. And madam? A woman. He growled like the last mongoose who must cross the new-laid road. Kumara would spend the day exorcising dissatisfactions with flat of a hand on the face of any child, like the old god Thunderclap re-exerting his place in the pantheon. At day's end, he kick-started and rode his sour frown home to the brass-frame Devi for solace with rice grains, a marigold, sandal paste, who received his ghee lamp waved clockwise without the insult of talking back. Unlike foreign madam with her quick tongue, faraway themes and logic, her no-stick-and-slap methodology, also now law in Uttar Pradesh.
worshipping an icon in safe brass. He did not see the irony. Foreign madam was Durga, warrior goddess, slashing through old syllabi with sword, mace and chakra, biro pen and grammar whirling in her four hands as she rode the tiger. Sharanwali Mata, tiger rider, Jai Mata, Jai Mata, victory is yours. Whirl your weapons, hurl the heads of enemies like coconut shards. In your red and gold trim sari, fashion statement seated on the clawed beast, let the sword blades, the spinning clubs and chakras, the mantra weapon, potent as a blast in your atomic palm, temper world ignorance and hold the crucible of power. Symbolic warrior woman, whip across rice paddies. When the monsoon rises, falls, rises, the restrained tiger of a savage cosmos beneath your thighs. Mother, you who look after us, epoch to epoch, wielder of this cleansing violence of the seasons, yuga after yuga, continue always to look down from the dog-eared yellow print of the Sri Durga petrol station calendar tacked to her office wall. The bicycle was a wobbly idea emerging from a dust cloud, coughed by a drunk truck weaving in a stupor. Shaking a fist, the bicycle cursed, "Son of a whore, may the gods send you endless daughters." R.S. Krishnanand, district school inspector, had come to trawl his crow-like eye over attendance rolls and rubber-stamp foreign madam, then file his report on her for his boss, the local MP, irritated by her sand-mining stand. She spoke polite English, he understood all, yet pretended otherwise, a lip service machine of state literacy policy. Kumara, his translator, rescripted like blowing on a dung fire to make the eyes and mind water. All the while, the two men were speaking code about falsifying rolls to swell student numbers for government grants, exam paper skim-offs, and the shared hafta, the bribe. R.S. Krishnanand looked across at Madam, earnest and pious, talking education, nodding his crow beak in mock approval. She could be a small knot of trouble along his string of village school scams. It had taken years to butter enough Kumaras to obtain this clawhold and build his town bungalow by siphoning funds. This marshland leech was a devoted family man and was sending his son to school in Missouri, English medium, of course, in that hill station. "Oh, Ram, give me patience," he prayed while giving the glib nod to her. "We are blessed by the God to be having you with us, madam," Inspector Sahib says. Kumara blew more dung smoke from his side of the table. She felt lost in translation, relying on Kumara, that raw wound arriving with his scowl each day on a roaring motor. She needed funding, she needed support, time to learn, fit in, not impose. Could she carve a path to knowledge, steer herself a purpose here? Madam sent Krishnanand off, cycling down the wobbly road. He is a peddler of policies, officialdoms, paper trail, she thought. Zealous as a zebra, she had kicked up her hooves. What had been stirred in the dust? You've been listening to Foreign Madam and the White Yogi, a verse novel by Chris Mooney Singh. Join me next week for another installment.